I am ECPW's El Campeón, the light heavyweight, the shining star, Ray Kalitri, and you are now tuned in to the BCP.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a very savage, I tried my best, edition of the BCP. He does it way better. And of course, please welcome back to the show. You know him from all over the independent circuit here in the Northeast, a member of the Frontline, the Savage One himself. We are not worthy. Please welcome back our good friend, Mr. PJ Savage. What's up, PJ? Welcome back, brother. How are you?
Man, look, it's an honor to be on BCP. You know, BCP is always savage.
Yes.
It's good to be here, baby. It's good to be here, man. Thanks for having me on.
I popped for that. I really did, man. We were talking off camera before we get to the shameless promo, the plugs, the events, all that good stuff. Mount Olympus this Saturday. Tickets are still available at Adrenaline Academy in Toms River, New Jersey. Titan-Championship Wrestling.com. Get your tickets now. Shameless promo out of the way, man. I'm beat, bro. I'm sorry. I look like a mess, man. This is like, for me, I'm still very new. Like, been doing the podcasting for a while, but now even losing my voice a little bit, doing commentary, doing content creation, backstage interviews, social media, and I'm doing the drives like every weekend and doing the shoot job and then doing the wrestling job. I'm so tired. I took a nap today, like for the first time forever, and I was asking, I'm like, how do you do this every week, man? Like, man, I'm beat, bro. Like, how do you guys do this,
man? Look, it's the love that keeps you going, man. It's like I was having a conversation with you a little while ago. I spoke to me and my wife was talking back and forth about my dates, just looking past on the year, and I started. I think it was like 34 weeks ago is when I made my independent debut, coming out of Johnny Rods and just going independent full time. So it's about 7-8 months, and I've had over 40 bookings. I've had more than 17 debuts, 17 different companies all over the Northeast. So it's crazy, man, but it's for the love of it. Those 5-6 hour drives, man, they're worth it. They hurt. They hurt like hell, man, yeah. But they're worth it, man. They're worth every mile.
Because that 5 hour drive means there's a 5 hour drive right back, man. That's it.
And then sometimes you're only in that ring for 5 minutes. So
I do, right? Hey, man,
it's the nature of the beast, man.
You ain't wrong, man. You do it because you love it. And, you know, PJ, you certainly love it. You love the business. You're always helping others. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But I know there's a reason that you're here tonight. PJ, I saw you know, you're looking for some platforms right now to speak, which I always appreciate, man. You're looking to go the extra mile. And guys, follow PJ on social, all that stuff, because stellar promos, but he does always go the extra mile, not just for himself, but for a lot of the fellow wrestlers. But that being said, he's got some business to attend to. We have Mount Olympus. We have the Mount Olympus Rumble going on right now. And there's a lot of talk. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on with the Rumble, with positionings, people from Warriors coming in, Mac having that showdown with Johnny Moran, people from other promotions coming in, which I like to see. But PJ, do you feel overlooked? Do you feel like there's something you have to say to Monster Mac here? What's on your mind, bro?
Look, man, hey, I want to point something out, too, straight to Titan Management, straight to everybody that's watching it. I haven't even had a graphic made of me. Yeah, I'm on the poster, but there's not even a PJ Savage graphic, and I'm not one of those guys that's like, I need to be on the poster. I've said it before.
But you deserve it. You deserve to be, though.
And that's for the people to decide, but I'm not one of those guys that says, I want to grab it. I need that platform. I need this poster. I need that. But I'm one of the guys out here, and I'm going to prove it, that I'm one of the top tier guys out here. When you look at that top percentile of any professional wrestler out here grinding and moving and doing everything that they need to do, I do it all on my own. I don't have no factory behind me. I don't have no school pushing me. I don't have no coach or trainer getting me bookings. Everything is me, from the promos, the in-ring, the editing. Anything you see that has PJ Savage on it is all PJ Savage. And honestly, man, yeah, I do feel overlooked at Titan. Yeah, I do feel like they're bringing all these new faces in. They're bringing in this, they're bringing in that. They're even talking about putting me in the tag team division. Look, man, I'm willing to do it all. I stand with my brothers. I'm in Frontline. I stand with Ransom. Ransom would look good with some tag team gold on it. But everyone knows my motive. Everyone that knows me, that knows who I am and knows how I think, they know what I want. I want heavyweight championship gold. I want to be the guy. I'm the guy that you put the flag on. I'm the guy that stakes the flag at the top of the ground and tells everyone to come at him and knocks them all down. That's me. I'm the guy that makes all the promotional runs. Who you see out here doing more podcasts than me? I'm the guy. I'm the guy you send to the radio station. I'm the guy that puts out the promo. I'm the guy that promotes. I'm the guy that goes to Subway with his 8x10s because you need me there. I'm the guy that's at the conventions. I'm the guy you ask. So why am I not the guy in the spot? Hey, that's just me being honest. And come this Saturday, come November 20th, Mount Olympus, the biggest event of the year for Titan, where PJ Savage isn't even advertised. I had to do my own advertisement, put my own promo out, send it to ownership, and ask them to post it. That's how it is. And I'm coming in on Saturday, the most pissed off I've ever been, the worst mood I've ever been in, and I'm going to knock everyone's teeth out. And I'm going to be the man that steps into that ring with Monster Mac. Monster Mac's ducking me. He know he is. Everyone's saying, oh, look, PJ's been on the scene for 8 months. People know my resume. Those same people that saying I've been on the scene for 8 months and only 8 months. How do you know I wrestled Bobby Lashley? How do you know I wrestled Willie Mack? That was 3 years ago. How do you know I wrestled Hill De La Park? How do you know I wrestled all those guys from AAA? How do you know all that? And that was 2-3 years ago. You watched me. You know my resume. You know my record. You're afraid of it because you know I'm the guy that takes your spot. It's not about respect. Now it's time to fight for a spot. So put me in it. And I swear I'm the meanest dog you're going to step in the ring with. I'm the nasty pit bull. I'm the one that stands on the top of that mountain and makes it his own. That's why they call me Savage. Because no matter how many times I get knocked down, no matter how many times people are holding me back, not promoting me, not putting me in the spots I deserve to be in, I'm still going to shine. I'm still going to be that guy that shows everyone that he is the best. That's why when I come out, everyone knows my name. Everyone chants. Hey, you know it. You call the matches. All the noise that's being made is doing those Savage matches. And it's nothing against, man. Rick Recon and Nico's tore the house down last year.
Sure, yeah.
Hey, that's one of the best matches I've seen on an independent scene. Bar none. But for the past 6-7 months since I've been at Titan, every single match where they put me against Viking guy that has no name, they put me against Warrior students, no matter who they put me against, that crowd is rocking, the crowd is moving, the crowd is booming. So why am I not in any premier spot?
Wow.
Look, year 2022, I'm just saying this right now and I'm putting it out there. I'm hunting for gold and I'm going to take what's mine and I'm going to be heavyweight champion. I'm going to be heavyweight champion at more promotions than Kenny Omega. I'm telling you that right now. I'm coming for it all. All those top dogs out there when it comes to Monster Mac, Darius Carter, yeah, you know me. I know you. We've been looking at each other. So what you waiting for, Darius? How about someone book it? TJ Marconi, I'm going to smack you upside your mouth come December 4th. Everyone knows it. Kylon, all those guys up there in Connecticut, I done smacked all their teeth out their mouth. Masha Slamovich, you, we done came up together. We trained at Gleason's. You don't want none of this fucking smoke. You don't want it. Everyone knows it. We could have been wrestling at each other in every one of these promotions. Everyone's ducking me because they know I'm the guy that's going to take their spots. And in 2022, it's inevitable, TJ. It's inevitable to every single one of you. I'm coming for what's mine, and no one's going to stop me. It's all Savage. I'm sorry I had to go off, man. I had to my chest. I told you I was coming in hot today, baby.
That's the real talk. That's what the people are here for. That's what they see in the ring. Mr. Savage, I appreciate that. I was going to say that's the sound bite. That is multiple sound bites because that is real. That is passion right there, man. And let's be real. You know, you have carried that Titan banner. Everywhere you go. Fought literally on the front line. Everywhere you go. They're bringing in these new shiny toys. Story of my life. Just ask my ex-wife. But I digress. That being said, exactly. Mr. Savage, you're headed to Mount Olympus, going into the Rumble, man. Who knows what else you got going on? But you mentioned this briefly. And I know you wanted to come on too, because Monster Mac is coming on later this week, my friend. What's going on? Because Monster Mac, see, it's, you know what? And I'm going to bring this up to him tomorrow, but it seems like he's almost baiting Johnny. Like they've done their thing. And, you know, he showed up to Johnny's home at Sanctuary, which I know you're familiar with as well. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But it's almost like, even though Johnny is not, you know, he's in the Rumble, but he's had a shot. And you know, I love Johnny, man. I know you have a relationship with him as well. But that being said, is Monster Mac just focused elsewhere? Is he trying to bring something out of Johnny? And is he overlooking, just we're talking about being overlooked, is he overlooking the Savage one, man?
Hey, man, look, and it's great that you point that up. Look, I got nothing but respect for Johnny Moran.
Love
Johnny Moran's a guy that I work with. We work close with each other at Sanctuary. I love Sanctuary. Everything they do up there at Sanctuary. Everybody who's watching, go check out what they did season 10. Season 10 was amazing. Season 11, Infinity World, is going to be even better. But Monster Mac and Johnny Moran, and I've noticed this trend with Titan Championship Wrestling. Everything is long and drawn out, and you kind of have to wait in the line. And it's not really about the talent. It's more about how long you've been there. And I know there's a lot of places like that. And I know that here at Titan Championship Wrestling, that's the challenge that I'm faced with. And I'm more than willing to take on every single challenge. But why can't there be something that comes out of nowhere? Why can't there be something that just happens? It can set the world on fire. That unpredictability can be something that puts more asses in seats. That unpredictability is PJ Savage. I'm telling you, no one's going to even think that I'm going to win this Rumble. The crowd's going to want me to win. The people are going to be involved. But everybody's kind of looking at that Moran and Mac storyline. Like, it's got to come to a head. It's got to finish. It's been 8 months. I've been on the scene for 8 months. I've debuted at 17 different companies in 8 months. I've wrestled over 50 times. In 8 months, I've been making so much noise on this scene. And yet, I haven't had a single title shot on this scene in the whole 8 months. It's been quiet. So I got to earn it. I got to earn my way. And I'm not stupid. I'm not slow. I know what I got to do. I got to punch everybody in the face come Mount Olympus. I got to take everybody out. And I got to take what's mine. And I'm hunting for gold, baby. I'm like a leprechaun. I'm going to sniff it out and I'm going to grab it. It's going to happen. But when it comes to Mac, maybe he is ducking it. Maybe he knows that the young horse and PJ Savage is coming up right behind him. He sees the way I look at him in the locker room. I was the only one. Shots fired right now to everybody at Titan. I was the only one that watched that Johnny Moran and Monster Mac match. I was the only one. There was three people watching that match. It was me, Billy, and Charlie. Three people watching that match. And I think SP was back there. I was the only wrestler watching that match. Why? Because I want it. I want that belt. I want that spot. I want to be in the main event. I want to carry the flag. I'm the man you put on a poster, and there's going to be people that come in and sit down and watch me beat somebody's ass. That's who I am. In the next 6 months, I'm going to prove it. Year 2022, I'm going to wrestle more times than there is days in a year. Watch, I guarantee you, I'm going to take over the scene. I'm going to make people respect me. It's all about what company is going to really realize the potential I have. How can I carry that flag? The length that I'm willing to go, I'm willing to put in the extra mile for anybody I work with. You know this. You see the work I do. You go follow me on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. I'm the guy that puts in the work. Every week there's a promo. Every day there's a promo shot. There's content. I'm a content king, man, and I'm gonna produce it and I'm gonna promote. And I'm working, man. I'm working for a contract. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, baby.
Love it, man. Very well said. And I'll say this, man. Always a hell of a promo. We know you are every time, man. But I know there's a lot of real talk, man. There's a lot of real talk what you're saying right now. I know you guys get fired up. You guys say things. But, man, I can tell this is a lot of real talk here right now, and I appreciate that.
And that's the difference between me and a lot of guys. And I've said this countless times, man. That's what separates me from everyone else. The PJ Savage, the wrestler, and PJ Savage, the man, is the same person. I wear my heart on the sleeve. I wrestle for my family. I wrestle for my kids because they love what I do. I wrestle for my grandmother, who was my biggest inspiration in my life. This is all real for me. This isn't a plaything. This isn't my weekend job. This isn't a hobby for me. This isn't me saying, oh, well, yeah, I'm at the end of my road. I'm just going to do this till the wheels fall off. I'm going to do this till the wheels fall off regardless. I'm in this for the rest of my life, you know? In the first 8 months, man, I'm telling you, I put in work in the first 8 months. Everybody sees it. It's just so many people ignoring it. But you can only ignore it for but so long, baby.
That's it. He's hungry, and that's a dangerous thing right now. But you know what? You know, Mr. Savage, I have nothing to love but respect for you. Johnny, the same thing too, but I try really hard to be impartial. So I'll try to be impartial now. Here's the hard-hitting journalistic question for you. And we don't do too many of these here on the BCP, but you talk about title opportunities. You know, obviously, Recon with the middleweight right now. Kalitri has his shot at the event. Obviously, we have to see who wins the Rumble at Mount Olympus mm-hmm. for the TCW Heavyweight Championship. There was a time where you did kind of have an opportunity at Waylon Cage's Hardcore Championship, and you know, for whatever reason, because of personal relationships, because of favor, maybe in being a man of his word, because of friendship, you talk about putting family first. I respect that, but you gave that opportunity away. And that's just not me calling you out. Just no, statistically, that is what happened, man. Do you regret that decision? I mean, obviously you guys linked up, the front line was formed, but does part of you regret that decision?
So here's the story behind that and why I say I never received the title shot is because that was planned. That was the plans for Frontline. Ransom wasn't supposed to be in the Frontline.
Oh, really? Okay.
Ransom wasn't supposed to be in the Frontline. There was supposed to be another third member. But the first two members of Frontline was PJ Savage and Waylon Cage.
Good pick.
That pack was made that night. That's the real reason why I didn't fight Waylon Cage for the Hardcore title that night, because there was the pack to, you know, form Frontline, and we was going to go on to bigger and better things. Yeah. And nothing against the Hardcore title. Hardcore title is precious, it's prestigious. Waylon Cage has put a name on that title, and Blaze Haram is going to have a whole lot on his plate to chew up. This Saturday, but everybody knows what I want. And I want that Titan Championship heavyweight title. That's what I want.
That's the one.
And Waylon and Billy and a lot of people knew that. So they knew how to strike a deal with a Savage. And come on, man, to form Frontline and to do what we want and to run Titan the way we want. Come on, because there's no other group in Titan that's gonna take us out. There's no other group. So
that's fair.
When you look at how the situation played out, do I wish I would have never made the pack and just gone for the Hardcore title? No, because at the end of the day, the Hardcore title wasn't my goal.
Wow. You heard it here first. That's interesting. And I was going to ask you actually what your strategy was going into the Rumble at Mount Olympus again this Saturday, November 20th. Can't wait to see you there, man. I was going to ask you your strategy, but after getting the shameless promo out of the way, but I'm just going to tell everyone else in the role, avoid PJ Savage. He's fired up.
I'm coming in completely fired up. I've never been this fired up before for Titan Championship Wrestling. I'm coming in hot, heavy, and pissed off. And my strategy is to just punch everyone in the face and throw them over the top rope, eliminate everyone who gets in my way. I'm coming in hot. I'm coming in the most savage I've ever been. Titan Championship Wrestling's in for a treat come this Saturday.
Oh, I can't wait to call that one. It's going to be an honor, man. I'm very interested to see just the way you run to the ring. I want to the intensity you're going to bring, man. I'm going to be a little nervous for a lot of guys in there. I'm not going to lie, man.
It's going to be a little bit of a knee party come on Saturday.
Oh, man. The knee party. The Titan knee party. The
party's coming out, baby. It's coming out.
Oh, man, I love it. Oh, man. All right. So we'll get away from Titan for a little bit. And let's talk about that right now, man. You know, and you can no comment on this one. But as we've seen, you know, and I always bring it up here on the show because everyone has been talking about it. We kind of came up, you know, I'm a year in this business. I came up where everybody was working together. Everyone gave me opportunities. And then everyone started drawing lines in the sand because apparently that's the way wrestling works, as I've learned. So that's not uncommon at all. Now, in from what I'm seeing, people are starting to work together again or get opportunities wherever they want. At the end of the day, I always say, you and I are independent contractors. We can work wherever the heck we want. We cannot work wherever the heck we don't want to work. And at the same time, I can look at it from the promoter perspective. It's like, I don't want to bring you in for such and such reason, whatever. So I can look at it from both sides. But, you know, if I'm trying to get commentary gigs somewhere, I completely get it, man. Your kind of thoughts on navigating that whole craziness? And do you feel like, maybe it's a little bit more peaceful now?
Man, honestly, bro.
You can no comment if you want.
No, I'm commenting on this, baby. I'm not going to miss this chance.
Yeah.
Man. This is soundbite and a half, baby.
There it is.
This is real stuff, though. This is, you know the scene. This is real.
Like, yeah, I'm just like.
Promo time. This is real journalistic stuff. where and like the things that us as independent contractors and workers, we have to deal with and navigate these waters. And every promotion's different. Every promoter's different. I even had an incident this past weekend where I was
supposed
to pop up at a certain promotion.
Okay.
And the one of the people just talked to me like I was his child. Man, I'm a grown man with four.
That's not a good idea. Not to this guy.
Yeah, man. So I had to pull out. I had to do what I had to do. It was best for me. You're gonna respect me. And there was offers on the table. Like I told you, I'm not some guy that's just you're just gonna throw on your pre-show. I'm not a guy that walks in to help with the ring to get a spot on your show. I'm in the man. I'm booked every week.
You fought a WWE champion for crying out loud. How many people could say that?
Bro, and it's not. I'm not trying to toot my own horn, you know.
I'll do it for you, bro. Come on.
Like I'm in the man, and I'm working every weekend, and I'm here to put in the work. I'm here to do what I gotta do. But navigating these waters when it comes to promotions, not really wanting to work with each other, or sometimes they just they're not seeing eye to eye. At the end of the day, we all had a talk at this past show that I was at this weekend, and it's when it comes to the wrestlers, there's no problem with us. With any of the sides, we don't choose sides. We're here to get booked. We're here
to wrestle.
Show. I'm here to learn and get better at my craft. I'm here to be a professional wrestler that puts asses in seats to get my face in front of as many people as possible. And I gotta be honest with everyone's seen where I've been. Everyone sees the debuts and where I'm going and what are plans. They kind of see that I've been on both sides of the fence. And honestly, man, the drama is all on Facebook. Because when I'm in the respective locker rooms, everything's the most professional I've seen it. And I got to be honest, I love the way the both sides are handling it. When it comes to how they've been handling it with me, I can't speak for others. But when it comes to how they've handled it with me, I've gotten straight up business. Are you available this date? Yes. Can you make this day? Are you committing? Yes. There hasn't been a date that I've turned down. And if I'm overbooked or overlapped, I'm very upfront with every single promoter that I talk to. I'm that guy that messaged you 20 days or 30 days or 5 months before the show to make sure everything's in line. Like I said, I handle all my stuff. I don't have a manager. I don't have anybody doing all this stuff for me. So the most is my wife helps me handle my calendar. That's the most.
Oh, it's amazing. I love that.
It's all around effort, but it's all me, man. So like when it comes to this, I respect how both sides are handling it when it comes to me. I'm still getting dates. I'm not hearing any of the drama. Everybody's handling it very professionally. So maybe it is getting quiet. Maybe it is like, and look, let's be honest. If all sides work together, they both know how to draw crowds. They both know how to the money that can be in it if all sides work together would be ridiculous. New Jersey will be owned by that whole circle group of guys if they work together. But if they don't want to, it's fine. Just don't take it out on the wrestlers, please.
That last part that you said, that was it right there at the end. Yeah. Don't take it. And I said that since day one. And even when I came in, I was like, at the end of the day, everyone's independent contractors. And I just say it makes it very difficult, I should say, for everybody. And that being said, man, not everyone has to work together. And if I was running a promotion, I might not want to work with so-and-so for certain reasons. And I might want to extend an olive branch, maybe do a certain promotion or reach out to a newer promotion, which we do see. So, I mean, this is the way wrestling, apparently, from what I've heard, has always been. We see it on the national level, for crying out loud. That's a whole nother story, but I appreciate you commenting on that, man. I think it's good to have a conversation like you were talking about in the locker room. Like it's brought up, it's always good to have an uncomfortable conversation, I feel sometimes, if anything. Yeah. But let's talk about that, man. You're putting in the miles. You're all over the place. You're taking all the bookings that you can get, man, which is good, man. You're putting out the content, man. That's key, man. Putting up the sound bites left and right here on this episode. I love it, bro. I'm here for it.
Introduce, baby. I'm that guy, man.
That's why you're here, man. I'm going to introduce you as a soundbite machine from now on. traveling all over the place. I want to talk about Sanctuary a little bit. Supposed to be going there for the first time this coming Sunday. The show was canceled because, unfortunately, some of our friends, this craziness with COVID going on, aren't feeling too great, man. A lot of people are still healthy. I don't know what's going on. It's just a crazy world. So out of precaution and safety for everyone, for our friends kind of in that little Pennsylvania wrestling area there, heal up. Love you guys. You know, I hope everyone's feeling better. Hope everyone's staying safe and healthy down there, first and foremost. But I was so excited to be down there and work at Sanctuary. So many good people, including Johnny, Rosh, that have given me opportunities. Alex, I'm so grateful for them, man. And I know you've become close with them. I see you popping up at Sanctuary left and right. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, for me, who's never been there, like that Sanctuary is different, man. There's like an ambiance. It's just very different, man. Can you tell us about it?
So a little bit of an insight for you guys. Sanctuary is the place that turned me into the independent contractor. So Sanctuary became kind of my finishing school. So right before I decided to hit the independent scene, I went up to Sanctuary a couple times just to train, just to be up there. They told me it was icy cold, it was grungy.
I heard that too.
Horrible conditions, and that all speaks to me because that's challenging. You know, it's gonna make you a better person. It's gonna make you a better man. It's gonna help you learn your craft. It's gonna be
it's like Rocky in Russia.
Yeah, so if you even go to my social media, you can go and see the earliest stuff right before I hit the independent scene. All my clips are in Sanctuary.
Oh, so, awesome.
Yeah, and they kind of groomed me into the savage. John Trotsky is one of the smartest guys I've ever met in my life.
I look forward to meeting him, yeah.
He's one of the few geniuses in this building. He's a crazy, crazy asshole, but he's a fucking genius.
Okay.
He's an amazing person, but that place, man, I gotta be honest. Besides all everything that's been going on, Sanctuary kind of put a battery in my back. You know, like Sanctuary was a place that it's motivating me to get into the best shape of my life. That place.
Wow.
The talent that's over there is great, but getting to stare down Ace Austin, a person who's under contract, a person who's worked very closely with Sanctuary, but just to get to look him in his eyes and see the body of work that he is, and to see as to why he is Sanctuary Heavyweight Champion. He has all the qualities of what I'm trying to pertain and what I want. So just being in that building with someone like him is very motivating. And this past show, one of the shows that they had, Deliver Us From Evil, it was like the finality, not Smash. It was like the wrap up on the season itself. There's a moment where all the Sanctuary guys come up on the stage and they face all the Billy Walker guys, which is me, which is AKA we're all Johnny Rotts guys, besides Moran, you know, he's the outsider. They'll tell nobody.
He's
on the podcast now. But there's a moment, man. And we rehearsed this scene a couple of times. And every time Ace Austin came up, me and him kind of locked eyes. And it wasn't like that kind of like, you know, I'm tougher than you kind of thing, or I'm sizing you up. It was kind of like, you know, I'm going to look into your soul right now, and you're going to look into mine, and you're going to see a young, hungry guy coming up that wants what you have. And it wasn't spoken. It wasn't said. Like, nothing was said. But if you go back and look at the footage of that night when they all come up, Ace Austin has this look on his eyes. It's the widest eye look I've ever seen him have. He's looking at me, and wow, he picks up the Sanctuary title and he says, "You want this?" And then it cuts to me, and you see me just like an uncaged animal just yelling back at him, like, "I've wanted this since the day I've stepped in here. Everything you have is what I want, respectively." You know what I mean? And it's one of those things, just being in the Sanctuary. What John Trotsky did this year was special. Getting all those guys on the one roof, doing what he did, handling all those tribes he had under there was special, because he had the H.C. Lope guys. He had the Pennsylvania guys. He had the Billy Walker guys. And he had the Sanctuary guys all on the one roof trying to work together to put together this vision that he had. And it produced a great atmosphere, and one that I got to look at Ace Austin, and it was just like, you got to know I'm coming. I'm going to make you feel me. I want you to know I'm coming. I'm gonna make you feel me right now. And that was a special moment we had. That last night was very, very special, man. And what Sanctuary is doing up there is a special place. And I can't wait for January 30th. It's the comeback, Stampede.
Where can I watch that? Is it clipped or somewhere I can watch that?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure it's on Facebook. It's clipped. But
I'll find it.
I'll post it up and send it to you so you can see it. See that whole
clip?
Just awesome. Know the whole time he's talking to me, and the whole time I'm talking to him. It's just one of those moments that, like, you can't rehearse, you can't script. It's organic.
If I can reach out to when I'm at Sanctuary, I'll see if I can patch it in for the stream. So while you're talking, it'll be in there for sure, man. That'd be very cool. I want to see it too, man. That's awesome, man. You got me up for being on here for like 20 minutes. You already got me hyped up, bro. Like this is good stuff. This is why you're here, man.
Yes, sir.
And I bring this up all the time, man, but you are so giving back to the business, man. You know, you're doing so much. Obviously, we talked about this last time a little bit. You brought Bougie up to us. You're like, hey, he's going to be the future. He's a good kid. Like, you should have him on the show. Yeah, you guys have a great relationship. And we did, man. And he's so very talented, too, at what he does. I love his interactions with the fans. I love his moveset. You know, they say, I don't know what it is, but he definitely has it, too, man. I'm going to choose my words very carefully. I see in this business, a lot of people are focusing on themselves as they should, you know, that's what it's all about. Marketing, content, getting in the best shape you can, your persona, whatever it is, connecting with the fans. But you always take the extra time to put the spotlight on other people. Definitely not when you're in the ring, man. You are doing your thing. You're focused. You want those title shots, but outside of the ring, man, you kind of take the time for everybody else, man. What's kind of your philosophy there?
When the bell rings and when the music hits, when you hear those sirens, I'm PJ Savage.
Yeah. So
that's just me. There's a whole nother, it's the volume all the way cranked up. The volume's broken when the sirens hit. But, I guess it's kind of how I was trained with Johnny Rods. When I was training with Johnny, I kind of became the guy over there. I was heavyweight champion for almost 3 years straight. And, I learned a lot of lessons being a locker room leader and being one of those guys and being young and just coming up and just learning from that. And I learned what was most important, especially when we use that Johnny, I love him to death, but he thinks everybody's watching that place and no one's watching. It's kind of like, you gotta make the noise on your own and you gotta put it out there. Okay. And so I kind of knew we was fighting from an uphill battle. So I was kind of behind. If you go back and look at Johnny's like last like three years, there was a lot of big shows that he started to do and try to get a lot of posters and promos. And there was a YouTube show called Flash. And I was behind all of it. And it was because I wanted to fight for the locker room, man. And Johnny Rods produces talent. There is so much talent there. And it was the reason I went to Johnny Rods, because I've watched every wrestling documentary there is. I've read almost all these books. I know you need to put the history behind you. When my documentary is made one day, I want my detailed history to have real history behind it. You know, I want some fortitude in there. And going to Johnny's gave me that. But also, I knew I had to make that place better. And it wasn't because the talent wasn't there. It was because if I'm going to stay here and I can do indies, I have to elevate these guys. And I have to make them better than what they are. And we have to have the world show it in this. The talent spoke for itself. They were amazing. And we started to let people show it. And it elevated me. Because if I'm the best guy here and there's nothing but jabronis behind me, how good does that make me? Doesn't make me good at all. At all. I'm nothing. Now, if I'm the best guy here and there's nothing but wolves behind me, and there's nothing but grade A steak and talent trying to chomp at the bit and take me out, and I'm still standing tall, what does that say about me now? So coming from that, going into the independent scene, I made a pact with my boys. We call ourselves Takeover. It's me, the Faceless Ones, Ransom, Bougie, and some other people thrown in there. We don't want everyone to know who we are yet.
Ooh, okay.
Tom Ed's one of those guys. There's a couple of other people. And we all just kind of look out for each other. But I'm just that guy that doesn't just look out for my crew. I gotta look out for everybody. And I don't like this being out there, but this is the one place I'm gonna do it for you. But
it's up to you, man. I appreciate it though. It's up to you, man. I wanna be respectful.
I definitely do it. I just don't, you know, like I don't wanna like, I'm not one of those guys that puts it out there to be like, oh, look at me, pat on my back. You know, I'm not that kind of guy, but
that's why you're here, man. No, please.
And it's, if I know this talent with me, man, like I was at a show this weekend. Storm Surge SWF. And okay. I was the only one advertised to be on the show. And of course, you know, backstage, you know, politicking and talking to people and seeing if there's ways in, you know, me, I walk into the building. I'm not just there focused on myself. I'm there trying to see if, you know, if I could get some family in and if we could do something, whether it's a pre-show or helping with the ring, because, and that's the one thing about me anyway, I'm always going to help with the ring regardless or not. But a lot of promoters, they take heed to that. So I always bring my boys and say, go help out with the ring. Go make a known. Go shake some hands and maybe you'll get put on, you know? Like, this is the way the business works. And, man, we was blessed, man. We debuted as TakeOver this past Saturday. It was me, Jay Bougie, and the Faceless Ones all out together. And that wasn't planned. And, and even there was a match that got added because someone was running late, so they needed a match, a filler. And Jay Bougie ended up having a match.
Oh, Bougie. Okay.
Completely not even advertised, not even supposed to be on the card. And, man, I can't tell you how good of a feeling that was just sitting there watching him wrestle and saying to myself, damn, my boys got put on. They're over here trying to see if they can fit a tag team match on. My other boy who's with us, won't name him yet, he's getting an opportunity soon. And that's what fulfills me, just seeing my boys and my family get shots. And like I said, man, you become a much better man if you raise up everybody with you. You can't, it's not just you. I don't want to be heavyweight champion and step on everybody. I want to be the guy that elevates everybody. And if someone takes my spot, good luck trying. But if you do, I'm going to respect it and you're going to give me something to fight for. Just like Ace Austin gives me something to, like, he fuels me, man. When I see him up at Sanctuary, it's like there's a hunger in me that comes out just being in the same building as him. And I want to do that for others. I want to be the guy you look at and go, oh, man, I want to be like that guy. I got to step my game up. I got to go do my push-ups. I got to go train. I got to go study. I got to go read this. I got to go do this. Make sure, you know, everything's in order. And that's what this business is about. And that's the guy that I am. I'm the guy that looks out for everyone, sometimes to a fault. And sometimes there's been some opportunities I've thrown out just to make sure family gets put on. And I've been blessed in the position that I've been in the past 8 months to debut as many places as I've been in. It might have not have been as I wanted or the storybook picture, but man, if I look at everything from a whole and shit, people, some people don't even know the chances I've gotten them. And I'm very happy with them never finding out. That's who I am, man. So that's the backstory on me, the person, and how I help out with the people, man. And that's what this business is supposed to be.
I love that, man. And for me being the new guy, like, I've been very, like, blessed because everyone's been so welcoming. Maybe because, like, they know me from the podcast and I give everyone a platform. And at the end of the day, it's like you said, like, everyone was there for me during a very difficult time. Johnny, Casey Navarro, like, all these wrestlers that I was a fan of, like, they were really there for me and that I've had on the show, man. And I want to give it all back to you guys. So I completely get what you're saying, sir. And I love that you put all that stuff first. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. And I've been very, like I was saying, I've been very blessed that everyone's been so welcoming in my first year behind the curtain here. And apparently that's not always the case, man. So I appreciate you, man, doing that for everyone, man. That's amazing.
Hey, man, everybody needs that helping hand. Everybody needs that welcoming smile when you come in.
That's it.
It's a doggy dog world out here and not everyone has to, like, take you out, you know?
Yeah, everyone still likes me though, so I'll get some heat one day, I'm sure. But I'll ride the wave.
It's gonna happen.
Bro. Oh yeah, I'm a journalist. Happen. Come on, man, I'm a journalist, it's man. I told happen. You, I don't wear any company hats on this show, man. You know, when I'm working for the company, I wear the hat and do everything. I'm happy to be there. I'm blessed. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Here, it's journalism. The only three letters I'm working for right now are BCP with the Savage one right here.
There you go, baby.
You mentioned Ace Austin several times throughout the interview, and great name, such an innovative high flyer. Ace is
innovative,
amazing. Who else? Because, and I'm not just being like fantasy booking, whatever, because let's be real, a lot of these companies that we see every week on TV are opening these forbidden doors, man. We see new people coming from the indies, from Japan, from, you know, companies that never even mentioned each other. So and you know, it sucks that, you know, some of these companies are taking a break, and I hope there's opportunity for these guys moving forward. That's a whole nother story. But my whole point is that there is opportunity. There's people that you can work with that maybe you didn't think you were going to be able to work with this soon. But there are doors. There are AEW darks who I have to thank, because every week or two, there's someone that I know on there, man. And I know that you're going to be on there. I'm not just saying that because, like, they really have their eyes and you stand out, man. They have their eyes everywhere, especially here on the Northeast. So I'll ask you this, man. You mentioned Ace, so I know he's on there. Who do you want to work on the indies that you haven't? Who do you want to work on that national level?
Oh, man, on the indies, man, one name that definitely comes to mind, somebody I've, like, been talking to, he's guided me a lot. Sean Donovan is one of those guys. I want to work him.
I'm here for that.
I want to go into a promo battle with the guy, and I want to tell a story with Sean Donovan. And he's definitely one of the guys. One of the guys who's kind of national and on that independent scene, a close friend of mine. We've talked ever since I met since the first day I met him, with Jacob Fatu, man. Me and him would tear up the house. He's a guy that we would beat the hell out of each other and take over whatever arena we're in, or backyard or parking lot, whatever, wherever we're wrestling. Good luck with insurance that night, because we are going to break that building down. Nice. The day that actually happens. AJ Gray is one of those guys. Cool dude, man. I can't wait to work him one day. And on a national level, man, there's a couple names that come to mind. John Moxley is one of them, because I feel like we would
beat
the living shit out of each other, and I'm all for it. Minoru Suzuki is one of my heroes. He's definitely one of those guys I want to go toe-to-toe with. I've been called Samoa Joe so many times that I just want to punch him in the face and go at it with him, man. I would love to wrestle Samoa Joe, man. He's one of those guys. And man, one of the guys, man, Kenny Omega, like this. Kenny Omega is one of those guys, man, that I want to be the guy that when I get that national platform, I want to be the guy that everybody looks at every feud that I'm having, everything that I'm doing is going to mean something. And I bring out the best in whoever I wrestle. And I'm not saying he fell off. The man is on top of his game. But there's a difference in the way you look at Kenny Omega and the way you look at Kenny Omega at Wrestle Kingdom facing Okada. And I want to tap into that. I want to press those buttons and say, hey, Kenny, no one looks at you like that no more. No one looks at you as the best bout machine no more. So did you lose a step? You know, like, I want to bring that out of them. I want to make the crowd just eat that up. I want to touch into everything that they're thinking. Cody Rhodes is another one. If I was a step in the ring with Cody, man, it would just be all story with Cody. You could tell one hell of a story with Cody. Cody's one of those guys where you step in front of him. Are you living off of daddy's name? Oh, that's too easy. We don't have to go there, you know? But the crowd wants you to turn. So are you going to be like Roman? Are you going to take a page from that book? What are you going to do? You know, like, just tap in, touch some buttons, and really tell some stories, because that's what I want to do. This is an art form. This is professional wrestling. And I feel like I'm honing my craft when it comes to telling stories. I got some interesting stuff, man, that's coming out over the next 3 weeks. I'm facing TJ Marconi for the heavyweight title.
Good luck. Oh, okay.
At IWA. And TJ Marconi is a guy that I've had my eye on for a while. He's just one of those guys, you know. He calls himself the best. He calls himself Thanos, and he makes people look at him. He's a big dude, can't miss him. He's 6'8", fucking whoever knows how much he weighs. But he's just one of those guys, and he always says, now you have a story to tell. So tonight, chapter one dropped, and there's going to be a 4 or 5-parter, and it's going to be 5 chapters leading up to our match on December 4th. And that's just the creativity that gets going. And if you're going to give me a little bit of an opportunity, if someone books me versus Sean Donovan, I'm going to make it special. You book me versus John Moxley, I'm going to make it special. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to take the opportunities I get in front of me, and I'm going to make them the best thing that's on the scene. Like, that's my mentality. Those are a few people that I would love to mix it up with. And I just want to get in there and tell stories with people, man. That's what I want to do.
I might know some people that might be able to make that Sean Donovan one. I have to get in some ears, man. That would be great. I'm here for it, man. Just as a fan and a journalist, man, I'm here for that one. Hey, PJ, I want to be very respectful of your time, man. Thank you for doing this, man. Thank you for the sound bites, man. I got so much to work with. This is amazing, man. Before we get out of here, you know what? Before we do the shameless promo, you got a lot going on this next couple of weeks. You got a heavyweight title opportunity. You have possibly a number one contendership if you do win the Mount Olympus Battle Royale. Anything you want to say to your upcoming opposition coming up these next couple of weeks?
Man, I said enough.
You
just gotta heed the storm that is Savage if you can, man.
Yeah.
Like, like Taz always said, just survive if you can, you know, like that. That's what Savage is going to be. But this Wednesday, shameless plug for me,
please.
My first episode to Savage Season, which is a vlog, travel vlog type of show with some skits in it, drops this Wednesday on YouTube. So go check that out, man. It's just detailing the story behind what I'm doing on the indies. Those long 5-6 hour car rides, the shitty pizza that we eat everywhere that we go. Wawa, you need to sponsor me. I need a Wawa championship belt.
Yes. Oh,
Wawa,
do it.
Wawa tails are coming. Don't worry. Smart. Everything's filled up in there.
Best chocolate milk. Wawa has the best chocolate milk.
Oh, God. Wawa's the best at everything, man. So I got that vlog dropping, that travel vlog dropping. It's called Savage Season. I'm very, very happy with that. I got a whole nother side project in the video game world coming up very soon.
Ooh,
Savage Matrix, which is just a network of me doing reviews and just showing the people a different side of me, which my home life sees, you know, which my kids get to see, which is I'm an avid gamer. I love video games. I love accessories. I love doing things. I love informing people. So that's coming out very soon. And my Patreon is dropping very soon. We're working on that. There's going to be some insider videos on there. We're working on a lot of stuff, man. And like I said, it's all me. So I'm crazy. I'm booked up. I'm losing hair. It's going, I don't know, man. But we're having fun with it. Shout out to my wife. I love you, because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be able to be PJ Savage, man. That's real talk right there.
I love that, man. You knocked that shameless promo out of the park. So that vlog's going to be on your PJ Savage regular YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's
got it. Okay, on the got you, bro. I'll watch it. And I'll tell you what, man, since you're doing, I have a bunch of games that I got to review over on the popbreak.com. We do some streams now and then, man. We'll have you on, man. We'll do like a game review together, play online,
man,
or something,
let's,
man.
Let's do it, man. Right now, I'm reviewing Forza 5 right now.
Okay. So Forza, wow.
Yeah, man.
I remember Forza.
Forza's in it, man. And that's the thing. Like, I'm a gamer that plays all systems. I play Xbox, I play PlayStation, I play Switch. You see, it's like I'm that guy that does everything. I don't play any favoritisms. I'm not drawing any lines in the sand.
Nah, I see what you did there.
I'm all over the place, full, baby. Full I'm PlayStation circle. And Xbox. You know,
there it is. Nice. You heard it here first. Mr. Savage, thank you so much, man. As always, for a few minutes your time. I'll see you Saturday. Continued success to you in all your events moving forward, man. Thank you so much.
Man, appreciate you. BCP just got savage.
There, you know, I was waiting for it, man. I can't wait. There and like we good. Always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other, stay savage. We out. Peace.